Hi, it's Angel. I wanted to start this pillow talk with a quote by Anise Nin. She said, "Life is a process of becoming a combination of states we have to go through. Where people fail is that they wish to elect a state and remain in it. This is a kind of death." And what she's saying is, you know, change has to happen, and we're always changing, we're always growing, we're always learning new things and just becoming a better version of ourselves. And some people get really terrified of change. They don't want things to change. They're happy with how things are, but just because something changes doesn't mean that you're not going to be happy with it. The unknown is absolutely frightening. To not know how things are going to be when it does change, when, you know, we go through another cycle in our life where new people come in or old people leave or jobs change or moving or so much change, and it is frightening, but it doesn't have to be. And you can look at the future, the distant and immediate future, with excitement and like it's an adventure. None of us know what we're doing. You're not alone. We aren't really given many instructions on how to be adults, how to go through life, no matter what education we have, what jobs we have, how confident we are. We're all in it together. We're all just trying to do our best, or what we think is the best. One of my favorite movies is Bridget Jones' Diary, and she says, "I already feel like an idiot most of the time anyways." And I always feel that way. I always think, like, I feel like an idiot so much of the time. And not that I think I'm stupid. It's just, I don't ever really think I can't do something. I just kind of go for it. But I doubt myself, but I still try to do it. But I always remind myself that no one else really knows what they're doing either. We all like to think we have a pretty good grasp on it, but it's great if you feel that way. I mean, there's days I feel absolutely like I've got a grasp on all of it. But I found there's this poet, Robert M. Drake, and I really like him. And he wrote, "Don't think, it complicates things. Just feel, and if it feels like home, then follow its path." And I like that. I believe in following feelings. There's certain things that logic's never gonna explain. It's never gonna help. And we all have things in our life that, you know, of course, we can follow the logical path. But sometimes you just have to listen to your gut, listen to your heart, listen to that intuition that you can't explain. People are the big one. Choosing people in your life, you know, who you want in your life and who you don't. Sometimes it only takes a few minutes of meeting somebody to already know you don't like them, and I always feel like a terrible person when that happens. Like, they've done nothing wrong. Why do I not like them? But, you know, there's something inside. Or And a lot of times I'll see someone or know someone or see somebody regularly, like at the coffee shop or something, and be like, she seems really cool. Like, she seems like she'd be a fun friend, but like I've never talked, I don't have any reason, any feeling that way or thinking that. I just do. I'm the same with anything. It's the same with love. And I always say I want the kind of love I can't explain. And I don't know if it's because I want there to be so many reasons I can't even begin to list them, or if it's just such a deep feeling that there's just some part of me that just knows, and I just have to trust it. But we're all in this together. There's always gonna be uncharted territory. You know, there's always gonna be things in our life that we've never ever done before. And it's going to be intimidating and frightening sometimes, or just overwhelming. And that's okay. You're not alone. Everyone's done those things. Everyone's made mistakes. Everyone's been hurt. And it's not fun sometimes, the things that happen. But it's just part of the cycle of life, and it doesn't last forever. And if you dwell on the bad stuff, it's never gonna get easier until you look forward to the good stuff. I try really hard when something good happens to be really excited. So just to really celebrate and make a point to point it out to myself, because, you know, 30 great things could happen in a day and just one shitty thing, and that's all it takes to wipe all that away. Isn't that terrible how we do that to ourselves? I do it to myself. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're better at it than I am. I hope so. I hope. But anyway, so you're not alone. None of us know what's going on. We're all just trying to get through the day and really trying to do what we think is right. So I just want you to be patient with yourself, and just to remind you that you got this. You'll figure it out. Whatever it might be, it's gonna be okay. Alright? Okay, everybody. I'll talk to you very soon. Take care, everyone. Bye.